Hi, I'm Paul, and we're here at the Bond in Birmingham by the canal. It's a lovely afternoon, and I've just been having a great chat with Andrew, and he's been telling me about the social enterprise hub that they're developing in Birchfield, and just wanted to give Andrew the opportunity to tell the story of the hub. So do you want to just tell us about the hub and where it's come from?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much. The idea of the hub, I guess, is linked to one of the key ideas behind Big Local, which is about building on the aspirations, the gifts, the talents of local people. And one of our partnership members came up with the idea of organising a social enterprise hub. So what we've done over the last year is arranged for people within the local area that have an idea for a social enterprise. So this could be a business that has social value. So they can earn a livelihood while actually helping to meet the needs of local people. So we've had a succession of social enterprise meetings where we've also been able to provide some training in business skills and, you know, related skills. And out of that came the idea of having the Enterprise Awards. We were fortunate enough to have some additional support from an organisation called Unlimited. And one of their representatives, Paul Squires, has been working with us. And we had our first Enterprise Awards at the end of last year. And three local people applied for the awards. And we set up a Dragon's Den type situation. We had a panel. One of the members was Justice Williams, who provides training through the Enterprise Catalyst Scheme. And also we had a partnership member, Dorette, and we had Paul himself from Unlimited. And the three projects were able to come forward and pitch to the panel. And all were successful. One was successful for a Triad Award, which is a £500 award to help start a social enterprise. And she's looking at a befriending project, so helping older people within the community to do sort of chores around the house, maybe to take them to the doctors or the hospital, and to help them to actually continue to live within their own homes. And then there was a second project, which was a Boathouse Cafe in Handsworth Park, who want to open up the cafe to activities within the park and encourage health-related activities like running and cycling and walking in the park. And then there was a third project, which is an intergenerational project, bringing young people and older members of the community together to tell their own stories. But we're about to have our second round of the Enterprise Awards, which is going to be later this year, and we're hoping to encourage more people to come forward with the vision, really, that maybe some of these social enterprises will be able to help us to deliver the Big Local plan. So it'll be local people being able to help meet local needs, which I think is very much in line with what Big Local is all about.
Fabulous. And I love the Dragon's Den thing. I can just picture it. I can imagine it. And what would be the, very briefly, because we haven't got much time, but what would be the long, what would you like to see in 10 years? How would you like to see it evolve?
I think the aim would be to see more social enterprises within Birchfield. I mean, there isn't a lot of industry or business within the area already. It's predominantly a residential area. So if people, and it's quite high unemployment, so if people are looking for sort of for work, for livelihoods, then they can meet their aspiration, hopefully meet their aspirations through setting up a social enterprise to actually, you know, deliver the needs of local people.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.